Manda. Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of the DeathDoorProds.com Anything Cast live here on All Games Radio. I'm your host, Dead Man. Remember today we have Bovywan.
Hello.
Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
And special guest, Kazmataz, also known as Kaz. So yeah, Kaz was... He wants to help out with the site stuff, but unfortunately, internet. From what I understand.
Yeah. Can't do internet. But right now, she's at our place, so that works.
Yeah. So I just figured... So Bovy said bring her on. And I said, fuck it, okay.
It's another girl, right, dead man?
Yeah, the latter will be happy when he comes on the when he comes into the chat.
You're like two women to sexually harass.
See, actually, just speaking of internet, I just realized something that I've wanted to talk about for a couple weeks. So, you guys ever watch the show Freakazoid?
No.
No.
Oh, it was an amazing show. So, produced by Steven Spielberg. It was about a kid, you know, like regular nerdy kid, who one day got sucked into the internet, then became an insane superhero.
So he viewed a lot of porn then.
Yeah, like, it was just thinking about it now. Like, I saw, like a little while ago on MemeBase, saw a thing that said, like, I showed, like, a bunch of different images of Steven Spielberg-produced TV. It was, like, Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs, Freakazoid, a whole bunch of other fantastic shows that I watched religiously when I was a kid. And followed by Steven Spielberg, Why You No Make TV No More.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah, and... Yeah, oh god. Freakazoid. Yeah, remember, when I was living in Sudbury with Punchatron, we had shit posted on our door of, like, quotes and stuff. Like, we had something from the Divine Comedy, we had something from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and then we just had this huge speech from Freakazoid. And, I can't remember the entire thing right now. Just actually, fuck it. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up the go get some coffee.
Quality content.
Yes, it's. Yes, it's.
I do.
Yep. Okay. Fuck. Where is it? It's on here somewhere. I know it is.
We got the soundboard working finally.
Yep. Okay. So. I have it. Okay, so it's... No! Get out of here with that watch! Laugh the poor beavers, will ya? Sheesh! You're a creep! Go away! We were having a good time until you showed up, jeepers! Ugh. Go get some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place! That's Freakazoid.
I'm sure context really helps that out.
It really doesn't. Like, it's just one episode. There's a guy who, like, has a magical watch that turns beavers to gold. And then he shows up, like, Freakazoid is like, would you like to see something strange and mystical? And then, no! Yeah, that show is... Like, Freakazoid, I'm not entirely sure what his power set is. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just cartoons.
Well, if it's from the internet, he should be able to produce porn at will.
Yeah, he should be able to, but it's like a kid show.
And he says first all the time.
Yeah, but when he goes to, like, try to fly around, he just, like, holds his hands and goes, nyeron, while running. And he can also apparently, like, turn into lightning at some points. Yeah, oh, that show was amazing. Oh, and Candlejack. Yeah, so there's this guy on the show named Candlejack. If you say his name, he takes you. Like, not even... at one point, Freakazoid says Candlejack, and then Candlejack just kind of shows behind him with a rope. He's like, okay... And ties himself up.
What do you mean by takes him?
They just like, if you say Candlejack, then Candlejack shows up and you disappear, and no one ever sees you again.
And he takes you.
Yes, he takes you behind the bushes. To show you his Candlejack.
He takes you to his treehouse.
Yeah, oh. Steven Spielberg, start making shit for Warner Brothers again. Please.
So according to Tiger Claw, Steven Spielberg still does TV, but not as good.
Yeah, of course. Who can measure up to Pinky and the Brain? I mean, come on.
Man, I love it.
It's like, what are we going to do tomorrow night, brain? Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. Yeah, my Pinky and Brain impression is not up to snuff.
I remember my science class watching the Pinky and the Brain Christmas special.
Oh man, I...
Because that's science, right?
Fuck yeah, it's science.
Science at its best.
Yeah, it's like, next door they were putting the finishing touches on the portal gun. It wouldn't surprise me if the company that made Pinky and the Brain is like a subsidiary of Aperture Science.
That would make total sense.
You made a story about two of their lab mice or rats or whatever they are that disappears. Like, I wonder what ever happened to them. Let's make a story.
Then they were turned into Alice and Peabody.
I just got a terrifying idea that is completely related to that. It's for a crossover, probably a fanfic.
Okay.
A crossover between Portal and SCP.
I could see that.
The SCP Foundation.
Yeah, I could. Yes, the one with factory porn.
The SCP Foundation, if anybody doesn't know, is a very diverse universe that's been created on a wiki page, and it's quite good.
Yeah, so they've kind of like branched out their universe into SCP Containment Breach, which is a video game that James is currently playing for his series Last One Out, which hopefully we'll be getting more episodes up soon.
Yeah, there's actually there's two video games based on the SCP universe, SCP Containment Breach and then SCP-087. I'm going to be playing SCP-087.
Okay, and yeah, it's just... So SCP Containment Breach, if you haven't watched the video for it, the video is about 2 minutes long, which consists of James walking into a room, freaking out, and dying.
Pretty much, it's over that quick.
Yeah, and the entire thing revolves around these SCPs, which are... what would you call them?
They refer to them as artifacts, so it could be anything that has abnormal properties. It could be anything from SCP-173, which is a statue that when you blink, it moves and kills you.
Yeah, so it's the Weeping Angels.
It's basically a Weeping Angel. I still haven't figured out who copied who there. I'll double check that.
To get it, it's a thing with the... But yeah, so they have that one. They have a net.
I know it wasn't quite perfect, but whatever.
Yeah, I was talking over it. But yeah, so they have that one. They have the Neverending Staircase. They have Factory Porn.
Which, my favorite, I believe it's SCP-045.
Dude, get up on your mic. I can barely hear you.
I want to say it's SCP-045. I can't remember quite, but it's a pizza box that gives you whatever pizza you're thinking of.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting, most of these things have negative connotations to it, like factory porn. So what factory porn is, it either comes with a 3.5-inch floppy or a actual CD. So you put that in your computer and it loads up this little program with a little text window. You type in any kind of thing you want and then it just brings up the porn of anything that you typed in. It can be the most obscure shit, it can be something that doesn't exist. Type it in, it's there.
So that's where Rule 34 came from.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I bet if you typed in dinosaur, it would show you videos of dinosaurs fucking. But yeah, so, but the more you use it, the more perverse your things get, until eventually you're just kind of driven crazy and, forced to do these things in real life. Like you start out just, innocent enough, just oh, hey, let's find the Pamela Anderson sex tape, and then just watch that, and then before you know it, you're, going out there, sticking candles at people's asses just in public.
Yeah, it's no surprise that that's your favorite SCP.
It's not my favorite, it's the only one I can remember. It's that one, there was the Neverending Staircase, there was 173.
Skeleton Key?
Skeleton Key, yeah, that one. I haven't been getting into it as deep as these guys have.
Is it 067 that they can't freaking destroy?
I thought it was 96.
Okay, SCP-096,
94.
I think it's that one. Oh yeah, actually, found that
two.
Document in it.
There's two actually that they can't destroy. There's one that destroys everything, and they have to keep at the bottom of the freaking ocean under bedrock. And then there's the other one that apparently they don't like each other. They have some kind of history, but the guy has a photographic memory. He's able to remember everything he sees, and they use him as backup for all the information that they have on their SPCs. But any damage inflicted upon him gets, like, mirrored back onto the other person. He still experiences the pain, but the other one has the damage.
Hmm. Yeah, oh, I remember another one I saw. It was, like, I can't remember his actual name, but I think it's, like, someone you used to know. I think that's actually what it was called, like, somebody that I used to know. Where it's just, like, a person, and you look at them, and then they turn into either somebody that you, like, knew from way back when, or they just, like, insert themselves into your thing, into your life, so that they, like... Yeah. It's... I can't remember mostly, but... Yeah, like... Just getting into this, I'm constantly reminded of The Lost Room. Like, have you guys ever heard of The Lost Room?
No.
It's this, like, mini-series that happened a few years back. And what it is, so there was, like, this hotel room that something happened in it, and then every single, like, object from that room got special abilities. Like, there was a key that you go to the hotel room, and then you just think of any place with a door, and they can just go there automatically. There's, like a comb that stops time. There's an eyeball that can destroy and regenerate flesh. There's a watch that can hard-boil eggs.
That's amazing. I want that watch.
Yeah, you just put an egg in the middle of the watch and it just hard-boils it in, like, 5 seconds.
That is handy.
Yeah, there's a pen that, like, cooks you from the inside out.
That's handier.
Yeah, and so it's just... It's like the guys who, like, made SCP just, like, watched that show and then it's like, okay, we can make that crazier.
Well, SCP is open source, so anyone can contribute to it.
Yeah, and... I would love it if these guys, like, made a... If this, like, turned into an ARG. Of just, like, if, like, they started, like, making, like, fake SCP... Fake artifacts and just, like, leaving them... Like, leaving clues in the game or, like, in, like, court... In, like, source codes or something. Deleted, like, fucking... I don't know, like, latitudinal and longitudinal coordinates. And they just go there, like, dig up a box that inside is... A artifact.
Geocaching on the extreme level.
Geocaching, yeah. ARG. It's a good mix, I think.
Yeah, it's the everyman hybrid guys did that. Like they, like what they do is they like have videos of like them getting like coordinates in the mail, and then some would like go to that coordinate and find a box that had like burnt photos and like death threats in it, or like reports from this doctor who did experiments on the kids. Yeah, like people can do this. I've seen the internet do it.
Yeah, it's not that hard to arrange.
Yeah, but was that hard to come up with a concept for it? Like, after I got Everman Hybrid, I started sitting down and thinking about trying to make an ARG, and I was just like, I can't. It's insane.
Well, you can always latch on to a pre-existing universe that's open source, like SCP.
Yeah, I could, but... I want to do my own thing. Like, if we ever do, like, doing our ARG, I don't want to, like, latch on and, like, ride someone else's coattails.
You could link it, like, when people find SPC objects before they're actually labeled as an SPC, or SCP, sorry.
Yeah.
A society of some kind will go there first, like, the public will find them, and they call the government in, and then a organization takes control of that, and then the foundation finally gets a hold of it. So you could make it so that you have a society that goes there before SCP does.
Yeah, we're the MGO that happens before it gets to SCP.
One thing I would like to see is a video series based on SCP Containment Breach.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's like a web series. Like, someone call Machinima. They could probably do it. They have the money.
I think it'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you could make hundreds of seasons of that, too. Like, just based on one artifact itself, you could do a whole season, and there's about 2,000 artifacts.
Yeah, it's 1,999 at last count, I think.
They don't have their number one, though. It's just numerics.
So it just starts at 2?
Well, I'm guessing they're leaving it open for something really epic.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just it, like, the first artifact is nothing.
No, they specifically said that decisions are still being made, so eventually it'll be a number one.
Okay.
I would say a web series about SCP, you know, wouldn't even have to be about Bloody Friday, which, by the way, is the events of SCP Containment Breach. You could just do, you know, different things in the lab or different experiments that have been run on them.
Yeah, just having science happen.
Like that one lizard one, like when they tried to put it into a book universe that would kill it. That was funny. There's this one that they cannot kill, and they tried to... There's basically this one artifact that can create a universe out of, that could basically create a doorway into a book's universe. So someone wrote a 12-page short story about something that could kill it.
Okay. So wait, you're saying that I could use this thing to go into Twilight and beat Edward Cullen to death with it?
I will tell you my thoughts on this in a minute. And yeah, so they tried to put it in there, and it actually didn't die. And the title of the book changed to The Such and Such Monster That Tried to Kill It But Couldn't. Here's what I would do. With that same SCP that they're trying to kill, instead of killing it, just open up a door to the Twilight universe, put it in there, and say, as long as you don't come back out this door, you can kill whatever you want.
Yay!
The world, yeah, just don't come back out this door.
Yeah, and then it's like you just like close the book and then open it up again, you just like go through and like every single line of like really shitty dialogue replaces the horrible screams. It's like 300 pages of just screaming.
Start with the sparkly ones.
Yeah. So, Kaz, you haven't talked.
I'm sorry. I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh, well.
Like even right now, the chat is just going off on something else.
Yeah. Sometimes we decide to switch over to what the chat's talking about. But for now, let's talk about something I know you'll want to talk about. The three of us sitting on this couch right now, we're going to We're going to go see Tokoskis' first live show in Canada.
Oh, goody.
I know, you don't like Tobuscus that much because you don't have a soul.
Yeah, I know, I sold my soul. This is a documented fact.
Yes, you
His
sold
name
your...
is Dead Man for a reason.
Yes, exactly.
An Oreo, he sold his... Now, I would sell my soul for an Oreo brownie, but I've already sold my soul, I can't do it again.
Yeah, and it... Golden Oreo cakester. You gotta get that shit right, you know. Details are important.
You say golden now, do you?
It's always been golden. It's a golden Oreo cakester.
So why do you call a golden brownie a blondie when you call that gold... What?
See, oh, not again.
Consistencies.
No, on the golden Oreo cakester, it actually says the label, golden Oreo cakester.
And what color is it?
Cookie-colored?
Blonde? Which is what you call?
No, it's what everyone calls the blondie. Yep.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to eat hair. That's gross.
You know, I don't know if he'll say yes, but you better come to terms with the Tobuscus thing soon because I invited him onto the podcast.
Who did what?
I emailed Tobuscus and invited him onto the podcast. I don't know if he'll say yes, but...
Okay.
Deal with it!
Yeah, I don't like him, but that doesn't... It's like, I'm not a fan of his, but that doesn't mean we won't have him on the podcast. You know, any... Like, I won't ride the coattails of somebody who is, like, just doing... Like, for, like, ARGs, but... Anyone that may be able to get us more people so that I might actually get paid for this.
Well, getting paid is always great.
I don't like Tobuscus' work, but you will totally use him to gain some listeners. Or
oh, absolutely.
Reaping the benefits, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You whore.
Yes, this is, again, a well-established fact. I am a corporate whore. I've actually been thinking about, like, offering ad space on the site, and just, like, putting the link to add to, like, the advertising details, just make us your whores.
Except, if you end up getting the payments from this, doesn't that make you a prostitute?
A whore is a prostitute. It's another word.
Fine, there you go.
Yeah.
Any woman wearing slutty clothes could be a whore, though.
You know, I say this, but I'm almost as guilty because I will, like, if I come to something related, just drop one of our sponsors, just suddenly go in commercial mode and then come back out, feeling fuzzy and lightheaded.
Yeah. You know, much like whores.
I wish we had a sponsor that made you not feel fuzzy and lightheaded, then I could really give an example.
Think Geek?
No, that helps make me feel fuzzy and lightheaded.
Amazon? $6 shirts, Kobo eBooks, Audible?
No, they're head for the books with Kobo eBooks.
Yeah. get the first half of the Game of Thrones collection for only
messages, dude. I just know.
It's been so long since we've done Kobo. I can't even remember what I used to say for them.
Dude, pimp Kobo more.
Smart thing, and go on to one of the previous podcasts and, you know, listen to what you used to say.
Without me listening to myself.
I find he likes to give more of the love to the t-shirt stores, because then he can go seamlessly into the, we also have t-shirts on the Death Door Frauds store. Go to deathdoorfrauds.com/store and get the hot selling, because we've sold two, because Japan shirt.
Yeah, like that's, it's easy transition. It's just a segue, you know, just like, hey, you can get computer parts. We have t-shirts. Speaking of t-shirts, we're still looking for t-shirt design ideas, so please submit your design ideas to bobby1@deathdoorprods.com or post them in the t-shirt design thread at deathdoorprods.com/forum.
Not so much anyone else here, the two of us, I'm going to say.
Oh yeah, we are.
And are the whores.
We're the ones on all the podcasts. We're the ones who will throw out corporate sponsor messages and we'll try and convince people to help us with shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pixelbot, she hasn't typed anything lately.
She often only responds, although sometimes she feels the need to butt in. She's not always predictable.
Yeah, and she doesn't always respond. She just kind of, she'll sometimes just say, like, trying to reboot my tiger.
And she definitely listens when you post a YouTube link.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, let's pick a random YouTube video and we can get Pixelbot talking. I just happen to have one up.
Oh, well, looky that. They
kick me for spamming this chat.
There is a fly on my computer screen and it won't go away.
Yay, Pixelbot!
Yay, Pixelbot! Our favorite person in the chat. Hey, Pixelbot, do you want to be on a t-shirt?
I don't think she can hear us.
We should try and create an artist's rendition of what Pixelbot would look like and put it on a t-shirt.
Attention, all games community! If you want to see Pixelbot in a t-shirt, if you have a good idea of what Pixelbot might look like, please send the design over to bobby1@deathdoorprods.com or post it in the t-shirt design thread at deathdoorprods.com/forum. We'll make a new t-shirt and pay you, kind of.
We'll pay you if it sells.
Exactly.
And considering that all games actually has more of a following than us, then it might get sell.
Yeah. We might actually sell three of them.
Or, dare I say, four?
Okay, now just... Let's not get crazy here, okay?
Shit there.
I guess I better not mention the next one. Jeez, that might cause a black hole to happen. I don't want that.
The website will collapse into a singularity.
Yeah, it'll be all kinds of bad.
Possibility!
And I could kind of hear myself reverberating on your guys' side.
Do you want us to switch off?
Don't you like to reverberate?
No, I don't. Yeah, let's switch off the soundboard for now.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll get really annoying.
We're still fine-tuning it, apparently.
Yeah.
It's working, but it needs to be fine-tuned.
Yeah. But hey, if we're saying to donate to the donate page, to the donate thing, which is available at the bottom of every page at deathdoorprods.com, we may be able to afford to get stuff such as professional soundboard equipment.
So I'm going to go ahead and do some free pimping for someone else's thing, because I want to talk about something.
How dare you, sir!
I'm not going to spoil too much what's going to happen, but on Friday I was acting.
For
Smash TV Canada. Yes, Ninja Kitty and I were acting for Smash TV Canada.
Hmm.
They are a fairly popular YouTube series. Now, I don't want to tell you exactly what happened because the video hasn't been released yet. But let's just say, if you know me and dislike me, if you know me and you like me, either way, it's going to be freaking hilarious. Especially if you know me. Because what happened with me and Ninja Kitty in that video is absolutely hilarious, and it was fun to film. I will say, it was horrible, but fun to film. And like I said, I'm not going to spoil it because it's coming out, if you're listening to us live, it's coming out tomorrow. If you are listening to us on the site, then it's coming out today.
Or if you're listening to us on iTunes, it came out today.
Yeah, same thing.
Our site is not iTunes. If we were, I wouldn't be complaining about money problems.
Yeah, but it's the same time, right? Same time.
Well, there's like a little bit of delay between when we posted it up and when the feed link updates on this iTunes.
And I resent iTunes, okay? Because I bought music on there on my previous computer, but now it for some reason won't work for me, and none of their troubleshooting helps, and I can't get any of that music I bought.
iTunes just doesn't want to be a whore with you, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't need...
iTunes has principles.
My whoring.
iTunes has principles, you know. It shows up, it's like wearing like the weird sweater wrapped around its neck. We're too low. We're too low class for iTunes.
iTunes should give me what I own.
You guys own it though. iTunes says no.
Yeah.
Fuck! I knew I should have read those terms and conditions.
It's like iTunes has the right to fuck you.
Well, depends who's gonna show up. I mean, iTunes is run by a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean. Yeah, dudes show up, they have the right to fuck you. Girls show up, they can get strap-ons. either way.
Dead man.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Delighter.
again, thank you.
He'll be here sooner or later.
Yeah.
Don't say the name. You'll summon him sooner, and I don't want that.
Yeah. If you look in a bathroom mirror and say Delighter 5 times with the lights off, he appears behind you and sexually harasses you.
Yeah. Just harasses, are you sure? Not assault?
I just got a great t-shirt idea out of that.
Artist rendition of Delighter in a mirror behind the person viewing the mirror on the t-shirt.
Making gropey hands.
Delighter, send your picture to Vobiwan at destroprods.com.
But it'll have to be an avatar of Ninja Kitty.
Oh, yeah, we're... Yeah,
so it'll be Ninja Kitty looking in a mirror and Delighter appearing behind her making gropey hands.
Yeah, that's another thing. So we've been actually how long has it been now?
We've been trying to get someone to make our avatars for quite a while. Now I've got some people who I'm going to be talking to, and I believe Kaz is going to talk to some people for me.
Yes, I have multiple friends that I'm sure I can get in contact with for you guys.
Okay, cool, yeah. I have, I thought I had a guy able to do it. Like, he said it would only take a couple weeks, but that was, months ago, because apparently since then his computer's died, 7 times.
Yeah, we don't tend to have very reliable artists on our side, but...
Nope, we don't. Because yeah, I'm pretty sure the universe just doesn't want us to have art.
Oh, it's true. The universe honestly kind of hates our site, but we're doing well despite that.
Yeah, we're kind of the exception to Murphy's Law.
It's just making you work for it, that's all.
Yeah. It's like, did you think we got those 12,000 unique visitors a month by just being lucky?
Sorry, did you say 12,000? Are we up again?
12,000.
Holy mother of fuck.
Yes, we now qualify for a single press pass to E3.
Press pass to E3, but by E3 we might be able to get, who knows, 2?
Yeah, but then there's also the plane flight down there, food, hotel.
Yeah, of course, we can't get there. What's Pixelbot's favorite show? Pixelbot just said that's my favorite show.
I don't know. Doom?
Doom. Doom. Well, that's not a show, Pixelbot. That's a game, but same diff.
And a movie.
Movie never existed.
And you know there is. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Oh. Nope.
Yeah, I was talking about this video we were acting in. It should be up at the same time, around the same time as this podcast on the same day. I'll be putting it in the video graveyard just because people need to see this.
Yeah. Just because fuck you guys, we do stuff.
And I've heard about it, and it sounds pretty damn funny.
Yeah, Kaz knows what happens in it. What I can tell you is the basic premise. It's a Hallmark parody.
Oh, beauty.
And it's a Hallmark parody of guys giving girls cards that say what they really want to say.
Yeah, it's like, I fucking hate your mom.
So I'm guessing you could probably imagine that things go pretty badly for the guys in these videos. So
yeah.
Bad things happen to me.
Yeah, if you're like, happy Valentine's Day, let me do you in the ass.
And I'm pretty sure that some of the outtakes from our scene are going to be put in at the end. Yeah, that was fun. And then I was talking to Jay, he's one of the creators of the show, about his thinking gun.
Thinking gun?
A thinking gun. It's actually a bit of a habit I've picked up on. I'm trying to reach towards a gun right now.
Do you want me to grab it? Yeah. He doesn't need it.
Yes, I do.
You're going to break it.
So Jay has a whole room full of prop guns, and he's actually lent me one because I'm going to be doing a half-assed Punisher costume later this week.
Wait, and you only borrowed one gun?
I'm borrowing it. I'm not going to ask him for all his guns. He gave me, like, the biggest pistol he has.
Again, one gun and a pistol, no less? Come on.
After all the shootings in the U.S., people are going to be like, why do you have that gun? And it doesn't have the little orange bit on it either.
It doesn't have a BFA, but I'm taking it to a private party at someone's house, so.
You bring Frank Castle shame.
Shut up.
Yeah, plus plus you're ginger, you don't have a beard.
Shut up, I said half-assed. Anyways. so he has a specific prop gun that is his thinking gun, and I kind of understand why he does it now. He just sits there, you know, he'll reload the gun, because, you know, a good prop gun has a magazine that drops out. Mostly you can use airsoft guns, which is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll sit there, he'll reload it, he'll fire it, and he just fiddles with his gun as he's sitting around thinking, or just sitting talking. And
oh, yeah, that's totally not crazy.
At first, I thought he was crazy for it, but then as soon as he handed me the prop gun at his place, I was sitting there doing it too, and I'm like, you know, I can kind of see the appeal of this, of having a thinking gun.
Yeah, just sitting there field stripping your fucking pistol.
Although, according to Chris, he got very upset when it was lost.
It's safe to say, if someone has a thinking gun, you might as well just go and hide it on them for shits and giggles.
Yeah, it's like, where the fuck is my gun?
So Kaijudo supports my use of a pistol. Thank you, Kaijudo.
Apparently he was in tears, too, trying to find his gun.
I think that may have been an exaggeration.
I fully believe it. I'm hopeful.
So yeah, another fun thing for the filming of that, we were trying to find one last couple for one last scene. So we went to the park, and we were talking about trying to get a different demographic, because a lot of them were people our age.
Yeah, so get old black people.
We were trying so hard to find an old couple who would be willing to do this. We couldn't find, like, any.
But it was about 7:30, so we were like, oh, they're probably all hibernating by now.
Also, you have to look like a happy couple, so some of the older people didn't look happy.
Yeah, they're old. They're old in London in the summer. They're just like, oh, God, please kill me.
Evening, but, yeah, it was so hard. We eventually ended up finding some younger people that they knew. But we really, really wanted to find a freaking old couple. So if you're an old couple in the London area, email me. I'll keep Jay posted for future videos.
Yeah, when I just like go on like Craigslist or something, it's like looking for old dudes.
Yeah, well, we were looking last minute because they didn't want to do another day of filming. which I understand, like, it's a pain in the ass to do an entire other day of filming.
Hmm.
So, we eventually settled.
Yeah.
There was this one couple. It was adorable, but horrifying at the same time. They were kind of matchly dressed. Like, they weren't, like, the exact same types of clothing and everything like that. He was wearing the t-shirt. Well, it was a polo shirt, I believe, and the black pants. She was wearing a bright red dress that was short and black trimmed. I'm like, oh, they're matched clothing and everything. They look happy. So we went up to them and everything, mentioned that it's for a YouTube video, and the guy was really interested in it. He's like, oh, yes, it sounds great. And he's like, well, she gets to hit you. And he's like, oh, okay. And she's like, no. And he's like, you hit me. And she's like, no. Like, well, why not? She got all embarrassed. He was all for it, though. It was really weird. A lot of the guys were all for it, and they were like, well, it's your choice, girl. So it happened every single time. And the last guy that actually did the filming, he's like, you aren't slapping hard enough. Slap me harder. Do it again.
Yeah. He's a masochist. He chose to be slapped by two people at his suggestion instead of one. As well, with the takes, he got slapped at least six times in the face with all those takes.
Well, yeah, they like it.
I think he really enjoyed getting slapped.
Yeah, like if he had a ball, he would have just broken it. It's like, all right, now cut me.
And in response to Kaijo saying, looking for old couple, what is this? Some one of those swinger porn videos?
Yes.
No, we were not making porn.
Yeah, because clearly there's so much porn on YouTube.
That's what you were told, the Bovi one.
He's lying through his teeth, I swear.
Yes, you'll be able to find this video on RedTube. Hey, speaking of that really bad joke I made earlier, I fucking hate the song Summer Loving.
What's that?
It would be that one you heard being sung at that party.
What
it's
party?
From Greece.
Oh, that one where everyone always sings it at a key.
Yeah.
You mean Summer Nights?
I have the one from Greece.
Yeah.
Like Summer Loving, having a blast. I fucking hate that song.
Aww.
We need a new summer song. Like every single thing, every single fucking year, some company out there decides, hey, let's make a really bad cover parody thing of the set song, and then we'll sing about our products.
At least it's better than Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, that. I fucking want to murder that
Friday.
Girl.
Friday.
But yeah, it's just.
Kaijudo would like to correct you that it's not RedTube, it's YouPorn.
It's Red. YouPorn is the site, and RedTube is a different site.
So
okay,
there's
well,
two.
Kaijudo says the show must be on YouPorn. as far as I know, it's like a PG-13 rated thing, and it's on YouTube.
He says PG-13. Don't listen to it.
Mm.
Yeah, because you know what PG-13 means nowadays. A little bit of sex, lots of boob shots.
Yeah, so this song has been around for 31 years, and no one has said, you know what, maybe it's time we get a new song about summer.
Because it's going down, kicking and screaming its head off, and everyone's just like, okay, fine!
Yeah, maybe that's the only one that can get, like, royalty-free. Like, at this point, is like the copyright holders had to be, like, dead or something? Like, seriously, who would hold on to the rights for Summer Lovin', Summer Nights, or whatever? I don't even fucking care what it's called.
Someone who wants to be very rich.
Someone who wants to put on a production of Grease.
Seriously, can't they just, like...
Oh, God.
Remember!
Imagine if that movie was remade.
Don't even joke about that, please.
That would be terrifying.
Don't mention it because someone on the internet might hear it and might get to the ears of, like, George Lucas or... What's that guy that did the Transformers that does...
Michael Bay. Oh,
I
God.
That might be interesting.
Yes, imagine
Michael
that.
Bay.
Yeah, they're just like, it's like playing Grease Lightning and then like the fucking car explodes.
Now I want to see this movie. At the end, it's like a death race where they're driving through explosions and shit, yep. And one of the cars just transforms for no reason.
Yeah, and then like it transforms but has like slicked back like robo hair. And like it pulls up what you think is going to be like a retractable like battle axe, but it's just a retractable like laser comb.
Okay, Michael Bay, please make this.
Michael Bay, call us.
I want to see how horrible this can be.
Yes.
How awesome it can be. I'm sorry, but he is a horrible director, but Grease plus explosions equals awesome.
Actually, yeah. Michael Bay, can you please just remake everything?
Yes. Just go find, like, the oldest, like, stupidest shit, and then remake it as terribly as you can. Let's go for a Razzie World Record.
Honestly, people say, you know, it ruins things for Michael Bay to remake it, but I think it's entertaining as hell. It's not a good movie, but it's an entertaining movie, at least.
Yeah, like, Transformers movies. Not good movies, in the slightest. But you sit around with friends, there's some drinks, there's some snacks, have a good time.
Especially once you have the drinks, you understand what's going on.
You want to record your first ever commentary track?
Exactly!
Available on deathstoreprods.com.
Yes, just go over to movies and click... Just go over to movies and select Let's Watch.
and go way back.
Yeah. Way back to ye olden days of 2011. We've recorded... When did we... Fuck, how long have we been doing these podcasts now? Like,
it's been at least a year of the podcast.
No, didn't... We started in September. Didn't we?
Did we? Oh, yeah, it would have been just after Fan Expo, so it's nearly a year of the podcast. I don't know when we started the Let's Watches.
Oh, God.
I don't think it was 2012 yet.
I keep forgetting that we've been doing these for a while.
I know, like, it's... We're pretty experienced at this.
Yeah, I know, it's bizarre. I've even appeared on someone else's podcast.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Because you recorded that in my living room while I was here.
Yeah, I was just sitting there on the floor with, like, microphone in front of me just talking to some dudes. Which you'll be able to... which that podcast will be up soon on provengamer.com.
Sounds like an amazing Friday night for you.
Probably a standard one, actually.
Oh, I have no idea when that was.
No, we don't record on Fridays.
Yeah, Fridays are our off day.
To do all your exciting work on, you know, porn sites and watching this, reading that, you know, porn with you, right, Deadman?
Well, it's more work than you do.
Especially
Boom!
Old people porn. I know you like it. I know you do.
I believe you need to correct yourself. It's more work than she does for you.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't we institute a thing, like, to be on podcasts and you need to write a minimum of 3 articles a week?
You pulled that out of your ass halfway through, and if you really want to say that people who are not contributing enough to the site aren't allowed to contribute to the site, you can go right ahead. These Anythingcasts will get pretty boring.
I will go right off these Anythingcasts. poor boy. That poor boy. What will he do without me?
We're not even sure if the letter is male or female.
Yeah, the letter hasn't said.
No, please, just let me hope that he's male, please.
In fact,
I've had too many female stalkers
he's
online.
He's hinted at being female.
Yeah, or for all you know, could
he calls both men and women equally sexy.
Yeah, and for all you know, could be a hermaphrodite.
Then again, for the right men.
Yeah, like, for all you know, he could be, like, a man trapped in a woman's body. Or a woman trapped in a man's body.
Like Lady Gaga?
Sure, why not?
Which way is it?
Exactly.
I'm confused now.
There's a nose trapped on a person. Her nose is fucking
huge.
Sure?
Aren't you talking about Michael Jackson there?
No, he's lacking a nose.
My mistake, yeah. I apologize.
Also, he's dead.
Yeah, come on, kitty too soon.
No, it's not.
Who's Michael Jackson?
With our group of friends, it's never too soon.
I can't even finish it.
Actually, speaking of which, do you think you can send me a link to that Batman Incorporated issue? Later.
Mm-hmm. Yep, later. Yay! Yes, indeed.
Going back to your old people porn, what have you been watching? Deadman? Gotten any ethnicity in there? Like some of those Asians or maybe some like Australians?
You really don't want to know.
Ah, that proves it.
I think we need to rename this from the Anything Cast to the Porn Cast because half of what we talk about is porn.
Hey, it wasn't my fault this time.
I guess I did not sufficiently warn Kaz about how sexual this would get. I warned her that there would be sexual harassment from Delighter if he shows up, which he will.
Yeah, and like, never expect Kitty to just like break out porn jokes.
Oh well, she'll do it eventually again. Just wait.
There's just a shell. Once she's out of it, you'll learn that she's the most twisted person in the room. This was proven when we played Cards Against Humanity, and she won.
Motherfucker, get us in the same. Motherfucker, get us in the same city. I will break her.
I doubt it.
I haven't drawn her, motherfucker.
I'll break your fist.
It's like, I must break you.
Actually, I'm pretty sure she was the one that won Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, she was. Yeah. Out of all of us, and we have some pretty twisted friends.
God, I want to play that game so bad.
Do it. Move to London.
I don't have money.
Then go pick a tree, because apparently it grows on trees.
We don't have trees. We have cows.
next convention or next time you come to London or whenever, we'll play Cards Against Humanity.
Fuck yeah, we are.
I'll make sure that someone with a set is wherever we are.
At all times.
I'm just gonna hold a,
just strap a table, just strap like a table around their necks, just like playing Cards Against Humanity wherever we go.
Yeah, she'd be at Anime Noise, she'd bring it.
Oh yeah, she would. Thursday night, maybe.
Assuming I can get money to go to Anime Noise.
Oh, I hope you can, because we can totally get press passes.
Oh yeah, we qualify for stuff.
Completely
actually,
eligible now.
Now we're like way like double qualified for Anime North press passes.
They'd be excited to have us, actually.
Wait, actually, isn't I was looking at that, and isn't like the Anime like North press passes like need a minimum 1,000 unique viewers?
Something like that, but
yeah,
it's...
we're 12 times.
You're just overdoing it.
Well, Con Bravo, which I'm probably going to go to next year, its requirements for a press pass: 300 unique visitors.
Oh, motherfucker. 400.
300.
You said there was 300, then we are 400 times.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to be doing a whole convention tour next year, because I'll be able to get press passes for practically everything.
And he has money.
It won't cost me that much, honestly. There will be people driving to these cons from here, and...
Oh, well, la-di-da, you and your friends...
Con G, I don't have to pay for a hotel room because my brother lives in Guelph.
You must be so envious of friends, dead man.
Yeah,
do you know what that word means?
I did.
He would have friends if he lived here. We've established this.
Yeah,
You were quite light.
You've met quite a few of our friends at the cosplay picnic.
Yeah, it's just real shit that I have to live in this bullshit of a city.
Well, if you ever manage to save up enough money to move to a new city...
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, assuming at some point I get, qualified for ODSP and I start getting money that way.
That would work.
Yeah.
As far as I know, though, with your case at your age, it's hard to get anything.
You never know. It could happen.
Just go into a room for the interview and just do your creepy stare at them, be like...
He doesn't know what his creepy stare is, okay?
Just look at him, then.
Just look at him like you don't know if you should talk or not.
And don't blink.
Okay,
I don't really have to remind you to do that.
Okay, so I just walk into a room, then.
Exactly!
It's hello, I am here for the job.
Just get, an in-person interview, then you're set.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, so I actually did do work recently. And I can't do anything where I have to lift stuff. I'm not even kidding. The work was 5.5 hours. 2 hours in, I was already dying. I had sit down every 10 minutes, so I didn't throw up.
I'm really honestly surprised that Iceman has not hired you yet, because they really should.
Yeah, they should, dude. It's
Well, maybe if you reapply, now that you have this website and everything like that, maybe they'll accept you.
He's reapplied a ton. He applies every other week.
But if you tell them that you have 12,000 unique visitors, and that you will pimp them ridiculously.
We already do pimp them ridiculously.
Because they're such an awesome store, we can't. Really. But just be like, we'll give you free ad space if you hire me.
They don't have a website.
Whatever.
They don't have a website?
We'll advertise their convention presence, because they go to a bunch of conventions in Toronto.
Yeah, if...
And we will be at those conventions, haha.
Yeah, if I got hired by them, I might be able to get to them with Toronto, so I don't have to pay for anything.
They're very picky about what staff they bring to conventions, especially Anime North.
Yeah, no creepy stares.
Hey, dude.
Scare away the people.
It's only the owners who come to Anime North.
Hey, I'm press, motherfucker.
Yeah, come with a press pass, just get a ride with them, I guess.
Exactly! I'm going to Anime North as media, can I get a ride?
Yeah, they'd probably just be just help out, unload stuff, put stuff in the little spots where they should be.
It's we don't really have any rooms. Fine, just lap me to the roof, I'm good.
You can put me in the trunk, I'll be fine.
If our car turns over, then we'll be fine. There won't be any damage to the car, we'll be good.
Yeah, exactly, I'll work, just tie up there, just put on my headphones, I'll be good. Just have myself a little snooze.
Just go along, woo!
Whipping down the 401.
Yeah.
And just snoring away, listening to music.
Well, yeah. Just put a cow suit on you so that the police don't think that you're a person.
Yeah, but like,
oh, it's just a cow attached to the roof, that's fine.
But yeah, I usually like wake up and like move around and stuff, so it wouldn't be surprising like just halfway down there, like going like 120 on the 401, I just like unlash the thing and just like jump off into traffic. It's like, what are you doing? I thought I was a bird.
And you know the whole thing, car beats, or bus beats car, boat beats bus, dead man beats car.
Oh yeah. It's like, I'm already dead, so just jump out of the car. Sorry, bro. Can I get a ride?
Explodes.
Yeah. Then Snape's like, oh, goddamn, I really like this shirt. Just like, just standing there next to the burning wreck with like a guy crawling out, like, clinging for you. Like, help me. It's like, fuck off, dude. Just hold my thumb out in traffic.
Sorry, I don't have a cell phone, buddy.
Yeah. There's one in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm not listening.
It's like, yeah, but then I have to get like my hands dirty going into your charred pants.
Yeah, you're covered in blood. It's gross. You might have AIDS.
It's like, come on, bro. Be reasonable. True story.
All right, so I'm going to interrupt here and do an overly polite thing. I'm going to give Kaz a chance to talk. I don't know if you want to talk about games or anything, because you can't be on any podcast after this. Unless maybe occasionally, I don't know.
Actually, I have absolutely no idea. I'm just kind of the one that sits here and incorporates when I can, because, you know, I like making digs at people. It's more fun that way.
Huh.
The only thing I'm excited about currently is Tobuscus, so...
What about something tomorrow?
Oh, yes! Your guys' birthday!
Yes, we have a birthday party, and our birthdays are for the next 2 days.
Treasure
not
hunting.
Today, tomorrow and the day after. And yeah, we're having a birthday party tomorrow. None of you are invited, but,
just
you know,
me.
I just thought I'd remind you, since you said you're only excited for Tobuscus.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thanks!
I'm sorry.
Well, actually, you know what, Deadman? If you can make it there, you can come. Thames Park, London.
Thank you, Bobby-Wan.
Yeah, just tell everybody.
Thank God Delighter is not on at the moment.
Delighter would never find you.
Oh, it would have been really fun, though, if he would have shown up.
Yeah, like, it doesn't...
He could kick the crap out of him.
Or her. Or it.
Hey,
for
all the people there, girls. Like, I don't have to hit her.
For all you know, it could be a sentient dog.
Ghostly apparition, just, I'm Delighter.
Yeah, just like...
No, if anyone other than Deadman listening right now shows up there, I will punch you in the face.
It's like, it's like the brave little toaster shows up, like, hi, I'm Delighter. Show me your tits. I have toast.
You've all been warned. Don't show up to my
party. Ruining the childhood. Good job.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Bovi is very stringy.
Keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of us, and there's bigger guys going to be there.
Yep.
I can swing my sword. Sword, my diamond sword.
Wait, don't sing anymore, we'll get sued.
Okay.
Tobuscus won't sue us.
How do you know?
I have faith in him.
Good intuition.
And that is where you fall, and that is where you falter, Bovi.
That I have faith in human beings?
Yes.
Well, I don't have any faith in you, if that says anything. Actually, no, I do have some.
He's not a human being anymore, though. He's dead.
I know you won't quit this website.
Fuck no, dude. I started this shit.
Unless you're dead.
I am dead.
Dead.
Doesn't work.
Like, dead. Permanent dead.
I'm the dead man.
You know, shoved in a sack and shoved off a cliff, dead.
Why do I need to be in a sack to go off a cliff?
Because it'll hurt more.
No, it won't. If anything, it'll hurt less, because the sack will cushion the blow.
Unless you're bent in an awkward position, and then you hit the bottom, and it bends you further in that awkward position, and it snaps your spine.
The inside of it is sewn with needles sticking towards the inside.
Being shoved off a cliff, not in a sack, will still break my spine.
Yes, but this will break your spine more awkwardly.
It won't ever heal.
Oh yeah, because there's clearly a non-awkward way to have your spine snapped.
The world would be destroyed, but worse. If anyone remembers that Godzilla reference that I'm making. Seriously, the world would be destroyed, but worse. They actually used that.
Goody.
Well, worse is having, like, I don't know, dead man live after it. Explode.
The entire world is destroyed, but Deadman's still there.
Yeah, no,
Deadman walking.
The entire world is destroyed, but the lighter is still there.
Oh, God.
He just starts sexually harassing rocks.
He imagines a cave. We know.
Yeah.
We
know. Just goes and like finds some asteroids.
Carves a face into it. You know he would.
Well, MXT, what is a joke? He says, "You people want to know what is a joke? A promotion where Hecht is an OP. I don't get it."
Yeah. He's busted his ass for 15 years.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, MXT. You keep busting your ass for another 15 years, and you know what you're going to get? A card. Yeah. Someone will give you a nice card and maybe some flowers.
Yeah. But they won't be good flowers. They'll be like the bargain bin flowers you get outside a grocery store.
Then if you do it for another 20 years, maybe you'll get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, but a cheap bottle of wine that has like a cartoon duck on it.
This is the world we live in, man. Everyone's underappreciated.
Yeah, like look at us.
Deal with it.
Like 12,000 unique monthly viewers, but one actual user.
And no one willing to come on as a guest.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of that, I wanted to start something, and I want your guys' opinion on it. So, obviously a lot of people that we want to get on the show have the Twitters. And one thing to help, like, promote something is hashtags. So I was thinking, now stay with me here, of starting a hashtag. It's hashtag answer the door.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, so just anyone out there, if you have any guests that want to come on the show at all, then please tweet at them with the hashtag answer the door.
And tell them to go on the Death Door Pod Anything Cast. Put a link if you want.
Yeah.
It's probably like, helps.
Yeah, like, say, hey, it's like, yo, bro, we want you to come on the at Death Door Pod Anything Cast on at allgames.com every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Hashtag answer the door.
Okay, not so I'll be tweeting soon at Toby Turner. I know I emailed him, but I'm going to tweet too, just so he gets the hashtag answer the door.
Yeah, tweet the fuck out of him.
I can do that too. I got Twitter.
Thank you, guys.
Yay!
What's Twitter? Oh, God.
Quiet, you.
Shut up!
You know, I would like to point out, though, that you are probably the one friend who's been the most legitimately interested in this site. Anyone else who said they've been interested in helping, I don't even quite believe, because it was at just a little while ago that we were at an event with these friends, and someone said, you know, you've really got a voice for radio. And that it was you who told them, you know, he's on an audio podcast, right?
Yeah.
He's on like 7 of them.
And I've been telling these people for months.
Oh, man, we do have 7 shows now, don't we?
We do?
Yeah, we got games, comics, movies, anime. Then we have the Anything Cast, then we have Let's Watch, then we have the Anime Club Supplement.
I don't count Let's Watch or Anime Club Supplement because they're not really podcasts so much as they're commentary tracks.
They're shows.
I don't know, Kaz, what do you think? Should those count as podcasts?
Quite indeed, just so I can fight you for it.
I'm not saying podcast, I'm saying show.
Oh. Oh,
okay, show. Troll. Then yes.
Troll.
I'm not trolling, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Troll. You mad, bro?
You are a troll, kitty. And don't give me that look, because you totally trolled me.
Yeah, it's fantastic joke of don't give me that look on an audio-only podcast.
Exactly.
It's like,
did nothing.
It's like, next up we have like, visual comedian.
So,
yeah, right.
It's like you ever walk into a restaurant and have a guy look at you like this, and you go like this?
He did this?
So yeah.
It's like, hey, look what I found on the side of the road. Just look at it.
MXT and Hecht are like really trash talking in the chat here.
Yes, they are.
That was like the intro to a wrestling match, honestly.
Yes. Let me tell you something, brother.
And Pixelbot is providing the music.
And MXT just hit Hecht with a guitar. Shit just got real.
It's like, oh, when MXT comes out of nowhere with the guitar, but the ref wasn't looking. It's good. It's like, and Hecht coming at him with a steel chair.
Oh, he's up on the ropes.
Yeah. Oh, he's giving him the people's elbow. I don't know wrestling.
Well played.
Okay, so
he's coming down for the turnbuckles.
Yeah. It's like, oh, and MXT has taken the guard off of the turnbuckle. Okay, so yeah, I guess it does it. So on to time for news of the These are news stories that, for one reason or another, we did not write news articles about. Such as, according to 24/7 Wall Street, GameStop is the 10th worst company to work for in America.
Yay, I'm totally behind this story because I kind of hate GameStop.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I wish I could just go to Iceman, but they're really fucking far away. I can only see them at conventions.
Yeah.
And when I visit my parents.
Yeah, so 24/7 Wall Street released a compiled list of 11 worst companies in America to work for. And so, I want you guys to guess the top six.
Ooh, top
McDonald's.
Six.
No. So
yeah, we don't have a McDonald's.
Number six. Have a guess.
Starbucks.
No.
Is that on there?
No.
Let us know if we get any of them. Disney. Walmart.
Walmart. No.
Kitty said Disney.
Disney, no.
Taxi driver?
Taxi driver isn't a company.
Taxi company.
There's too many companies. Greyhound.
Greyhound.
Personal experience there.
Well, I didn't work for them, but I fucking hate them.
Unfortunately, they are one of the few bus companies that I have access to, but whatever. No.
Stag.
No.
Burger King?
Nope.
Is there any fast food on there?
No.
Okay, that takes down a lot.
There are a few department stores.
Max Milk.
Okay.
That's not American.
Target.
No.
Kroger?
Nope.
Costco.
No.
Jesus fucking no.
I bet you have never heard of these.
Shit, man, I gotta give up here.
Okay, so let's just go through. So number six, Sears.
Aw, Sears.
Yeah. Number five, Office Max.
I have no idea.
Whoosh.
Yeah. Gotta be something like Staples. Oh, is Staples on there?
No.
Oh.
Number four, Hertz, which do stuff.
Okay.
Number three, Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Does that even exist anymore?
Not in Canada. It's been rebranded to The Source.
Let's say The Source here.
Yeah, so number two, which is what you guys would have never got, Dillard's. They're a department store. Yeah, and then number one, The Dish Network.
Really?
Yep. The Dish Network is the worst company in America to work for. So, moving on to next piece of news. So, Funcom, the developers of the recently new released MMO The Secret World, blame their plummeting stock prices on Metacritic. Yeah, so according to
let's blame other people for our problems.
Yeah, so according to an update from the company, following the launch of The Secret World on 3rd of July 2012, Funcom's share price has decreased significantly. The company attributes this mostly to the aggregate review score, the Metascore, for the game at Metacritic, Metacritic.com, together with other public sources for tracking the performance of games. Yeah, so they said, so the game on Metacritic got a 72, which apparently on Metacritic is low. Like, remember, these are the people who like freaked out because somebody gave like Uncharted an 8.5.
Yeah,
like people who like actually like religiously follow Metacritic are insane. Like 70 is like considered the new like 50.
Okay.
Yeah, like unless a game has like a 90 or up, it's like yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Shouldn't that depend on the gamer though? Like really?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Metacritic is kind of shit.
So steer clear.
Yeah. But if you ever feel so inclined, please email them asking them to consider us a publication.
Yeah, that'd be good, because then they'd consider our scores.
Yeah. And that way more people would visit the site.
And then we'll make more money.
Or we'd make money. Yeah. Or I'd make money.
No, I was more referring to Kaz, who is not a staff member.
Nope.
Although it might be sometime in the distant future. Who knows?
If I ever get good internet.
In the far-flung future of a couple months from now. Who knows? Fuck it. Moving on. So, Hugh Jackman said that the upcoming movie, The Wolverine, which is about Wolverine...
Holy shit!
Yeah. Doesn't he have enough by now, seriously? I mean, I love Wolverine, but seriously?
Yeah, so he said this thing is not going to be a sequel. Is not going to be a sequel to X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I know who
is it. A different origin story that they're going to say fuck X-Men Origins Wolverine.
No, it's just a movie.
Just a movie with Wolverine.
I think so. I think it's like in the early years, like when he was in Japan for a while. Because he was in Japan for a while.
Yeah, you never want to have Canadians in Japan.
And then he had a kid. He's also like...
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, so, Jackman said, we've deliberately not called it Wolverine 2 because we want it to be placed and feel like a standalone picture. With an all-new cast and setting it in Japan, it's going to give us a whole new visual aesthetic. The approach to character means we won't be overloaded with mutants and teams like that. And teams and the like, sorry. So it'll be more character-based. I think in many ways it will feel like a completely different X-Men film.
Yeah, because there's no mutants.
Yeah, because clearly that's what comic book fans want. Something completely different.
So, my concern is that they're going to do this whole Way of the Samurai learning thing with Wolverine, and that shit doesn't fly.
Well, he is a samurai. And a ninja.
Well, I mean, like, you know, him learning balance and control. Wolverine doesn't do balance and control.
He kind of does.
Fuck you, he does.
Have you read any Wolverine comics?
I've read enough of the old original X-Men comics to know what the hell Wolverine acts like.
Yeah, he's changed quite a bit. He's now kind of like the Marvel Universe's dad.
Yeah, well, I don't like change. Give me back my old Wolverine, who's an impulsive, rage monster of claws and death.
Well, then read X-Force, because he still murders fucking everybody in that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, like, he is, like, do you know what X-Force is?
I know, like, what X-Force is, yes.
Like, the team?
Yeah, they're basically a hit squad.
Yep. Yeah. So, moving on. Drew McWeeny from HitFlix has got his hands on an early draft of the RoboCop remake script.
Oh, joy.
It sucks.
Of course it does.
Yeah, so, apparently, here's an actual quote from the script.
Quotation.
Are you serious? I wouldn't buy that for a dollar. For those of you who've seen RoboCop, there's a character who keeps showing up whose catchphrase is, I would buy that for a dollar.
I wouldn't buy you for a dollar. I wouldn't want to buy you.
Yeah, no one would. Give me shoddy workmanship. I complain a lot.
There's a weird smell that emits from you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
On the plus side, this man knows his own faults.
Yeah. Oh well. So, moving on. So, Torch of E-Gaming, a new movement that has started, are trying to petition to make eSports an Olympic event.
Fuck that, that's retarded.
Don't do it.
Oh, come on, can you just imagine that? Just like, the dudes like in their whole Olympic onesie just sitting down playing StarCraft.
Isn't there already enough of that in Korea?
Yes, but now we have everyone from all over the world.
The Koreans will win!
Korea doesn't need any more Olympic medals. I don't know how many they got, but they don't need any more.
It's like, I don't know, just like having... It's like the 100-meter Call of Duty.
Oh,
you just have to, like, play, like, a TDM. You just have to, like, go in and play a TDM while, like, running hurdles.
No. You have to name it right. It's Cock of Duty.
What?
I'm not a Call of Duty fan. I will openly admit that. I'm not... If you're going to be a gamer, try... At least have a range and not just play Call of Duty.
Yeah, there are better first-person...
I like to play it occasionally if you... Yeah. But just want to taste senseless violence.
Yeah, yeah, it's understandable, but...
Yeah, it's like, it's not... Call of Duty is fine if you're just, like, bored, you know, like, oh, hey, so I got all these other games, you know, I don't really want to get deep into a story, I just want to kill some dude, just pop in Call of Duty multiplayer for, like, 20 minutes.
and then get mad at all the noobs on the damn
party. It's like, fucking dudes with your noob tubes!
I fucking hate the noob tube.
It's like,
or the quick snipes.
They openly call it the noob tube.
It's like,
the creators know it's broken, but they leave it in there in every single game.
Fucking spawn campers.
Because no one will buy the game if there's no noob tube.
Yeah. Okay, so Torture Gaming, they've released a little statement saying, by their design, video games provide joy and education. They entertain and they teach. Games create ethical boundaries and challenge our views. They force us to govern and to abide. No other sport can claim such a combination of body, will, and mind.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, what ethical boundaries do games give me?
Yeah.
Of whether you're going to kill that guy for health or not?
And I'm going to. This doesn't teach me ethical boundaries at all.
What if there's like a moral choice system?
You choose the worst one.
I still fucking just kill everything, and then I go back and do the good moral choices just to find out what happens.
It's kind of like Fable.
Yeah, I
can't do that in life.
I don't play Fable.
I'm not a fan of Fable either.
Yeah, so
only because it was free.
Well, yeah, so at time of recording or broadcast, I guess, time of streaming, the petition currently has 3,706 signatures from 102 countries. If you would like to sign the petition, go to torchforgaming.org.
Just note that I will think you are a terrible human being.
Yeah, so Hideo Kojima wants Silent Hill to be made on his new engine, the Fox Engine. Yeah. Well,
good for him.
Yeah, so according to Hideo Kojima, the Fox Engine could heighten the scares because, like, and closed room environments would, like, make the game better, I guess he said. Yeah. And he said he's envious of a setting like Silent Hill due to the smaller scale of environments and things that could allow him to do. And, you know, he said that he wished that someone would make Silent Hill game on the Fox Engine. And apparently people are freaking the fuck out because Hideo Kojima said Silent Hill.
Yeah. People forget when you drop that name for some reason. I don't know.
This Pyramid Head's just gonna appear randomly and start killing you.
Yeah, just shows up, tries to rape you, then stabs you.
Yep. He just wants a truly authentic hug. No one would truly authentically hug him, and he knows that. That's what he's waiting for. I thought that was Slender Man.
Yeah, Slender Man wants the hug.
Pyramid
Head just wants to have sex.
Inosaji has the same rules as Pyramid Head, but...
Yeah, so... Shuhei Yoshida from Sony's Worldwide Boss said that there will not be a PS Vita price cut in 2013.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, so there's no price cut in 2012.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe there'll be one in 2013.
That's fine. It came out in 2012. Wait a year.
Whatever. So, moving on. So, this year is the 25th anniversary of Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man!
Yeah, and so Capcom has decided to celebrate this 25th anniversary by releasing an iOS game.
Oh, joy.
Wow. Yeah.
So, called Rockman Crossover, every Mega Man from every iteration of the series for the past 25 years has been kidnapped by Dr. Wily, Sigma, and a bunch of other guys. And so Dr. Light and Dr. Kozak have to build a new robot. People, you out there, can customize your own Mega Man.
Yay!
And the game is also going to be social.
I now fucking despise this game.
And it will have an autoplay button.
Aha!
A video game has an autoplay button.
Yeah, they're taking some cues from Square Enix.
Can we move on? My brain hurts now.
Yeah, so, Death from Darksiders 2 appeared in an episode of Metalocalypse.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, I did play a little bit of Darksiders 2. I used a half-hour trial on Live. It's a decent game.
Yeah.
He looks intimidating from the front, but I hate the way he, like, is all hulky and stuff like that from the back. He looks like he should be on League of Legends. You know that weird ambling kind of run he does?
Yeah, his way of movement does really look like it's from LOL.
Yeah. Yeah, I might play Darksiders 2, like, if I ever, A, get the money, or B, get the inclination, because, you know, I'm not really that big of a fan. I wasn't that big of a fan of Darksiders 1, because I don't like Zelda.
Sorry, I'm just going to point something out. Pixelbot says panties.
Hmm.
Is she taking Delighter's place or something?
No, she's not sexually harassing you.
Yeah. She just saying. She just said panties.
Yeah.
She just wants you to know, panties.
Yeah. Come on. Get your hair together, kitty.
She must be wearing them, I guess.
Yeah. So, Henry Selick, the director of The Night Before Christmas, James and the Giant Peach, and Coraline, was working on a project for Disney for a while. It has been canceled.
Yay!
Why are you gaying that? He makes good movies.
I know. I just felt like saying yay.
Yeah, so
kind of a sarcastic yay.
Hmm. Well, yeah, so the project was, he was working with Disney and Pixar, actually, and it was slated for an October 2013 release. But it got cut.
Because, you know, Jersey Shore and stuff like that has to be watched first.
Yeah. Okay, so, IO Interactive, who are the guys who are making Hitman Absolution, have changed some stuff in the game due to the controversy around the Attack of the Saints trailer. And in case you don't remember, that's the one with the sexy nuns.
Yeah, we all remember the sexy nuns.
Yeah. So, at Gamescom, the director of the game, Tor Blystad, said, We learned from the trailer that we really needed to give these characters some context and some backstory. We're working within the game, within that level, to build these characters up before you meet them. That way, you know what you're getting into, and you won't be put off by them. So, he continued, We've been trying to find out, you know, so how could we not see this happening? If we knew it would get such a negative reaction, we would have done it a different way. So yeah, getting context for sexy nun bitches with the guns,
yeah, like,
and the flavin.
Just gonna be sexy nuns. You're gonna know why they're sexy nuns.
Yeah, you're going to know why they pull out a rocket launcher and blow up a hotel before they even know if their target is inside it.
Who would be put off?
Bad.
Who would be put off by those? Those sexy, sexy nuns. Who would be put off by that? Come on.
Usually the Hitman games aren't actually into having sex or video game time.
Yeah, you know, Agent 47 is kind of asexual.
Despite what the movie would have you think.
Yeah, he just kind of shows up. He just kind of shows up, steals your clothes, and kills you.
That's what he did.
No, but then he also got, like, feelings and shit. Agent 47.
That's what he did in the trailer, didn't he? That game. He just killed them all. What's the
issue?
Yeah,
but then...
Hitman, they're not interested in someone trying to lure them in with sex. I mean, even when you're playing the game, you see a girl in a bikini or just wearing underwear. You know what you do? You
walk
probably
right by.
Strangle her if you're a dick.
Yeah, or you just walk right by. You don't even pay attention
to
her.
You don't even pay attention. People were mad that they were trying to sell the Hitman game to them with sex, which is not what's supposed to be selling them the Hitman game.
Yeah, I also think that some people got, like, up in arms, I guess, because he punched women. Or
and?
Something.
I'm sorry, I did a trial of Hitman Blood Money a little while ago, and I strangled a lot of women.
Uh-huh.
For no good reason.
Yeah, but, like, you played the game. Most people out there don't. They just think, oh, yeah, you're just killing. It's like, oh, but you punched a woman? Fuck this.
He kills anybody, really.
Huh.
If you pay him, he will murder.
Yeah, so, moving on then. So, Batman Arkham City is going to be re-released for the Wii U. It's going to be called Batman Arkham City Armored Edition. And so Catwoman seems to be taking this to heart and actually putting on armor and not having a leather cat suit that's half undone. Yeah.
Okay.
I posted a link to it in the chat. But yeah, Catwoman's getting stuff. She's getting lightning claws.
She's wearing clothing?
Yes.
Well, she always wears clothing.
She's wearing more clothing.
That looks epic.
So, moving on. Nickelodeon is making another Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh, another one.
No!
Yay.
It's CG, and it looks terrible.
Stop ruining my childhood, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, so the series is going to be launching on September 29th, I believe. That's 2 days before October 1st, right? Because the press release I'm reading this on is from the UK. Yeah, it's a...
Yeah.
So on the UK, it's going to be premiering on Monday, October 1st at 5 p.m., just 2 days after the US premiere. But yeah, so... It's going to star Jason Biggs as Leonardo. Rob Paulsen from Planet Sheen as Donatello. Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings as Raphael. And Greg Skypes from the Teen Titans as Michelangelo.
I don't mind Sean Astin, but not as freaking Raphael. That doesn't work.
Yes, we're also going to have Mae Whitman, who is in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, as April O'Neil. And Hoon Lee from Royal Pains. Wait, Hoon Lee from Royal Pains as Master Splinter. And Kevin Michael Richardson, the Penguins from Madagascar, as Shredder.
He has range, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. Because money.
And sorry, which character in Scott Pilgrim does this person play?
Let me look it up. There's a fly on my microphone again. There's always a fly on my fucking microphone. It's fucking bullshit.
Fly just really likes your microphone.
Hi, Fly. Have you got anything to say?
No, just flies like me. I don't know why.
You're dead.
Yes, probably.
You produce a smell that they find irresistible. Mm. Only to flies, though, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Deadman.
Yeah, I know. It's bullshit. So, she played Roxy Richter. The ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be set in present-day New York. And one day the turtles come up from the thing and see April and her father getting attacked, and they do stuff.
They do stuff.
They do ninja stuff. Well, not really ninja stuff. Like, Leonardo will, like, hold his swords up and kick people. Because, you know, it's a kid show, so he can't fucking stab anybody.
I would love to see, like, an R-rated Ninja Turtles where they do just, like, appear from the shadows and slit people's throats from behind.
Then you should read the comic books, because they do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, like...
You just sold me on the comic books.
Yeah, the comic books, they're, like... They actually show them using swords and shit. Yep, so, moving on to the next piece of news. So, do any of you guys watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Nope.
Well, so, in that show, a guy named Walter White makes meth. But just recently, in real life, like this is, in real life, a guy named Walter White was arrested for trafficking meth.
Mother of God.
Oh, the irony.
Breaking Bad is real.
Yep. So, Walter White, a 55-year-old dude, was on probation for a 2008 charge of making meth, and he was arrested on a similar charge earlier this year. So he was trafficking meth, had meth, and was selling it and shit. So yeah, a meth trafficker and cooker who has the same name as a guy who also traffics and cooks meth in a TV show, got arrested for doing meth stuff.
Well, he got the knowledge that he needed from doing the show, the research, so he thought, hey, maybe I'll try it out, and then, aw, shit, I got caught.
Yeah, so, moving on. So this is the final piece of news. So, Joe Carnahan, the fantastic director of, I believe, Smoking Aces and the A-Team and The Grey...
I've not seen the second two, but Smokin' Aces is fucking amazing.
Yeah, so apparently he was working with Fox on a Daredevil reboot. because
that would have actually been good.
Yeah, because the company, like Fox, has to get a new Daredevil movie in production by October 10th, or they lose the rights to Daredevil.
Okay.
Yeah. So Carnahan, he came up, he like gave them like their pitch, his pitch, and Fox shut him down.
You know what? Go ahead and turn away a talented director who wanted to fix what was previously poorly done as a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Carnahan tweeted, "Think my idea for a certain retro red-suited Serpico-style superhero went up in smoke today, kids. We shall see. Time is not on anyone's side." So yeah, some sizzle reels, like a sizzle reel of Carnahan stuff for Daredevil was released, and I haven't gotten a chance to check that out yet, but I bet it was awesome.
It was probably, like, too gritty for Fox's tastes.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe it made oil barons look bad.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so, moving on, got a couple more things. So, some concept art for the new Deadpool video game was released by Marvel. And one of them showed Deadpool inside a decapitated Sentinel head shooting dudes who are on top of a train while the train is moving.
God, this game sounds so amazing.
Yep. It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait for this game. And so, final two things are just release dates. So, The Avengers 2, the sequel to The Avengers, has now got a release date set of May 1st, 2015. And Kick-Ass 2, Balls to the Wall, no, seriously, is set for release on June 28th, 2013. But yeah, that does it for news.
Well, I like the sound of the Avengers, but I want it to come sooner.
I know, the first Avengers movie was so fucking amazing.
Yeah, we still have Phase 2, we still have, like, Captain America 2, Thor 2, Iron Man 3, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man.
Kaz hasn't seen it.
No, I haven't.
Ah. Sucks to be you.
I was in Florida when it came out, okay.
I think it's still in some of the theaters right now, it's that awesome.
I'm just...
Yeah, so Tireclaw says, with Daredevil going back to Marvel, this will give Marvel the opportunity, he spelled opportunity wrong, to put Daredevil in future Marvel Studios films.
That is a good point. I mean, he could cross over with the other universes instead of being stuck in Foxland.
He also says, and maybe we could maybe put him in Avengers 2, perhaps?
No!
Yeah, Daredevil isn't really Avengers-affiliated.
Yeah, he sometimes acts as their lawyer when he's in lawyer mode.
Yeah, or he's leading a clan of evil ninjas.
Yay, evil ninjas.
Yeah, I'm not kidding about that.
I know.
He actually led a clan of evil fucking ninjas. Which then got taken over by the Kingpin.
You took away my gun because I was playing with it, and now you're playing with my gun.
Okay, hand it over. Look up.
I bet she's playing with your gun.
You're the third person here. I'd really rather not see that.
Hey, you can be getting into the fun, too. I don't know. I ain't there.
Dead man.
Sit, boy.
No, you might do that. I have a little bit more class. But again, I showed up on this podcast.
With full warning.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, so something actually in the chat. So Fifth Dream. I think it was Fifth Dream that said that, or it was Tiger Claw. I can't be sure what it says. Why does Death from Darksiders 2 look like Casey Jones? And now that they mention it, he actually does look a lot like Casey Jones.
That would be a lot more awesome if, like, his scythe was a hockey stick.
Yeah. He also looks a lot like the guitarist from Slipknot.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we are. So, thank you everybody for joining us again for this week of the Desktop Prods .com Anything Cast live here on All Games Radio. As always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at Desktop Prods. I am at Deadman_Prods. We have at Bovimon. Ninja Kitty doesn't know what Twitter is. Kaz, do you have Twitter?
Yes, I do. What it is, I don't know right now. I will send it to you probably later.
Oh, goody.
It'll be posted in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are on Facebook. You guys there. We are on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you see more of, less of, etc. So, this week we'll be having comic books on Wednesday, movies on Friday, and our commentary track for Labyrinth also on Friday.
Woo, Labyrinth!
Yeah, and be sure to join us again next week, right here. at allgames.com, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Sunday, for the Anything Cast, for another episode of the Anything Cast Live. Oh, and be sure to follow allgames.com on Twitter, at allgames. So, yeah. Thank you to our guest, Kath, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, until all that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovimon.
I'm Ninja Kitty. And then there's Kaz.
And we will see you guys next time.